Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day, with 321,225 views on Wednesday, September 28, 2022. Our article of the day is Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe, born Norma Jean Mortensen, June 1, 1926, August 4, 1962, was an American actress, singer, and model. Famous for playing comedic blonde bombshell characters, she became one of the most popular sex symbols of the 1950s and early 1960s, as well as an emblem of the era's sexual revolution. She was a top-billed actress for a decade, and her films grossed $200 million, equivalent to $2 billion in 2021, by the time of her death in 1962. Long after her death, Monroe remains a major icon of pop culture. In 1999, the American Film Institute ranked her 6th on their list of the greatest female screen legends from the Golden Age of Hollywood. In 2009, The Guardian named her one of the best actors never to have received an Academy Award nomination. Born and raised in Los Angeles, Monroe spent most of her childhood in foster homes and an orphanage. She married at age 16. She was working in a factory during World War II when she met a photographer from the first motion picture unit and began a successful pinup modeling career, which led to short-lived film contracts with 20th Century Fox and Columbia Pictures. After a series of minor film roles, she signed a new contract with Fox in late 1950. Over the next 2 years, she became a popular actress with roles in several comedies, including As Young As You Feel and Monkey Business, and in the dramas Clash by Night and Don't Bother to Knock. She faced a scandal when it was revealed that she had posed for nude photographs prior to becoming a star, but the story did not damage her career and instead resulted in increased interest in her films. By 1953, Monroe was one of the most marketable Hollywood stars. She had leading roles in the film War Niagara, which overtly relied on her sex appeal, and the comedies Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and How to Marry a Millionaire, which established her star image as a dumb blonde. The same year, her nude images were used as a centerfold and on the cover of the first issue of Playboy. She played a significant role in the creation and management of her public image throughout her career, but she was disappointed when she was typecast and underpaid by the studio. She was briefly suspended in early 1954 for refusing a film project but returned to star in The Seven Year Itch, 1955, one of the biggest box office successes of her career. When the studio was still reluctant to change Monroe's contract, she founded her own film production company in 1954. She dedicated 1955 to building the company and began studying method acting under Lee Strasberg at the Actors Studio. Later that year, Fox awarded her a new contract, which gave her more control and a larger salary. Her subsequent roles included a critically acclaimed performance in Bus Stop, 1956, and her first independent production in The Prince and the Showgirl, 1957. She won a Golden Globe for Best Actress for her role in Some Like It Hot, 1959, a critical and commercial success. Her last completed film was the drama The Misfits, 1961. Monroe's troubled private life received much attention. She struggled with addiction and mood disorders. Her marriages to retired baseball star Joe DiMaggio and to playwright Arthur Miller were highly publicized, but ended in divorce. On August 4, 1962, she died at age 36 from an overdose of barbiturates at her Los Angeles home. Her death was ruled a probable suicide. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:14 UTC on Thursday, September 29, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Marilyn Monroe. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin Neural. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.